You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Want your voice to be heard across Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and hundreds of other podcast apps? Then you should start a podcast with Acast. Whatever you love to talk about, there's an audience out there who wants to hear it. Acast amplifies your voice to millions of listeners around the world with all the tools you need to create, grow, and make money from your podcast. You can get started completely free at acast.com.
Weddell seals spend much of their time either above or below solid sheets of ice attached to the Antarctic continent, and their passage between the world above the ice and the underwater realm has some serious consequences for their species. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. After spending nearly 50 days weaning her young on the ice sheet, a mother Weddell seal replenishes her blubber reserves by diving into the water in search of fish and other prey. Well, male Weddell seals are waiting nearby underwater because they know the female is in heat. Mark Hindell of the University of Tasmania in Australia tells us how the seal's habitat influences their mating behavior. The fast ice he refers to is the solid ice attached to the Antarctic coastline.
So we have these huge expanses of ice with no open water at all. All the other seals either breed on floating ice with easy access to water or actually on beaches and things. So these guys breeding on fast ice, it sets the scene for their whole mating system because the whole thing is dominated by the fact that the females only have access to the water that they need to get into at one or two points. And that means that the males can strategically defend those points.
When winter arrives, the male Weddell seal may gnaw several holes in the sea ice with his teeth, working along an existing crack. And then he waits, and if he's lucky, he'll get to mate with a female Weddell seal that chooses to use his hole to enter the water. But whether he mates or not depends upon his ability to fend off other males and defend his underwater territory. We'll hear more about Weddell seals in future programs. To hear about our new CD, please visit pulseplanet.com. Pulse of the Planet is made possible by the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.